We bring you the newest and most talked about movies that are coming to theater this week. It is weekly premiere. This week, we're gonna start off with the hottest Korean drama series right now, 소년 심판, Juvenile Justice. Juvenile Justice follows the story of Shim Eun-seok, played by Kim Hae-soo, an elite judge with a cold and distant personality. She's known for her dislike of juveniles as she becomes a newly appointed judge of a juvenile court in the Yeonhwa district. There she breaks customs and administers her own ways of punishing the offenders. She has to deal with and balance her aversion to minor offenders with firm beliefs on justice and punishment as she tackles complex cases while discovering what being an adult truly means. This drama sends a message of how society is also responsible for juvenile acts. This is a streaming television series directed by Hong Jong-chan. The film stars Kim Hae-soo, Kim Mu-yeol, Lee Seung-min, and Lee Jung-un from Parasite. This show's protagonist Shim Eun-seok hates youngsters with a passion and breaks custom to administer her own ways of punishing offenders. She has her own reasons and history for wanting to dish out these punishments, something we learn about very late on in the show. While this helps to keep the allure around her character, it also has the knock-on effect of making it hard to emphasize with her at times. Given how cold and icy she is towards these kids, it certainly makes for conflicts as she immediately sets out to punish rather than reform these young adults. What's especially interesting for me about this drama, though, is the way Juvenile Justice uses its editing and narrative to show both sides of a balanced argument. For example, one such case sees a woman named Miss Oh accused of child abuse at a care center. The keys all seem pretty believable, but according to Miss Oh, she's being played by the kids who are all cruel and working together against her. So who's telling the truth? These conflicting accounts are something Juvenile Justice constantly embraces, and it certainly makes for a really intriguing watch at times. The show managed to spin various different cases and perspectives, some more personal and hard-hitting than others, across the 10 episodes and keeps things interesting from beginning to end. At the same time, the first half rockets out the gate so fast that the final episodes don't quite compare. But don't get me wrong, this show is still enthralling and gripping.
Download the Arirang Radio application.
Type in
A-R-I-R-A-N-G.
Arirang Radio on your app store.
Download it and listen to
Arirang Radio.
88.7 in Jeju City.
88.1 in Seogwipo City.
101.9 in the Daejeon area.
Channel 144 on Sirius XM in the U.S. Arirang Radio.
Tune in. Arirang Radio.
Another choice for our weekly premiere this week is very long-awaited The Batman. This is a reboot of the Batman film franchise, and this one was it's directed by Matt Reeves, who wrote the screenplay with Peter Craig. This one replaces the previous Batman with Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne Batman alongside Zoe Kravitz, Paul Dano, Jeffrey Wright, John Turturro, and Peter Sarsgaard, and Colin Farrell. During his second year of fighting crime, Batman pursues the Riddler, a serial killer who targets elite Gotham City citizens. In the film, he uncovers corruption and connects to his own family during the investigation, and is forced to make new allies to catch the Riddler and bring the corruption to justice. There's some interesting background story behind costumes and makeups to portray the Penguin, Colin Farrell wore prosthetics and fat suit created by makeup artist. He chose to wear a fat suit over gaining weight because he had suffered health problems when he gained weight for the television series The North Water. Farrell's costume doesn't feature the penguin's traditional monocle and top hat, and Warner Brothers disallowed him from smoking tobacco as he does in the comics. He fought to allow him to carry a cigar instead of cigarettes, but Warner Brothers wouldn't relent. Farrell was frequently described as unrecognizable in costume, to the point that Joe Wright and Penry Jones initially didn't recognize him on the film set. It took between 2 and 4 hours to apply the prosthetics, and Farrell tested the costume at a Burbank cafe where he got a couple of stares ordering a latte in character. The Riddler's costume was based on sketches of the Zodiac Killer, and Paul Dano covered himself in plastic wrap since he felt the Riddler would take extreme precautions to avoid leaving DNA at crime scenes. He became concerned about the effect his costume was having on him during filming since his head was throbbing with heat. It was like compressed from the sweat and the heat and the lack of oxygen, he says. Catwoman's costume was designed to lay a foundation for what would become her comic book outfit while feeling as practical as possible. The film has been receiving fanatic reviews from film critics. IGN gave a rare perfect rating, 10 out of 10. They say the Batman is gripping, gorgeous, and at times genuinely scary psychological crime thriller that gives Bruce Wayne the grounded detective story he deserves. The Guardian gave the film 3 out of 5 praised the performance, but felt that inevitably Knight falls on the latest Batman iteration with the cloudy sense that, of course, nothing has really been at stake. Lastly, the National News called the film one of the darkest and most compelling comic book movies of the modern era, while praising the performances, action sequences, and story. Robert Pattinson's screen test before he was officially cast took place while he was in rehearsals for shooting Tenet in L.A. in 2019. He had to lie to Christopher Nolan about it, but Christopher Nolan, who was no stranger to Batman and Warner Brothers, immediately figured it out. Pattinson said it was funny because Chris Nolan is so secretive about everything to do with his movies, and then I had to be really secretive about Batman stuff, so I had to lie to Chris about having to go for a screen test. I said I had a family emergency, and as soon as I said it, it's a family emergency, he said, "Oh, you're doing the Batman audition, aren't you?" That must have been embarrassing. When Pattinson was told that he won the role of Batman a day before principal photography for Tenet began, he was surprised that Nolan congratulated him, although Pattinson hadn't told anybody about it yet. Nolan is a generous man after all. A small anecdote says a lot about a person. It is time to sign off. I hope you had a great time with us. Have fun and stay fun. It was Molly from Cine Factory. You just listened to Weekly Premiere. We'll be back with exciting new movie next week. So please come back.